man injured in head-on collision north of Buchanan Thursday. Washington Elementary PTO seeking sponsors for portable AC units. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A man was injured after his vehicle crossed the center line on Highway 52 and struck a truck north of Buchanan Thursday morning. The Highway Patrol reports that Muhammad Albana, 33, of Fairfield, Iowa, was traveling southbound on Highway 52 around 9:50 a.m. when he crossed the center line and entered the northbound lane. An international truck driven by Dennis Montgomery, 65, of Carrington, attempted to avoid the collision by steering onto the shoulder. Albana's vehicle struck the front left side of the truck. Albana needed to be extricated and was transported to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. Montgomery was not hurt. Charges are pending and the crash remains under investigation. The Washington Elementary Parent-Teacher Organization is continuing to work to improve the conditions inside the school this summer. While summer break continues, the MOST program continues to be held within the school. PTO President Cassie Dubray says Washington Elementary lacks any sort of air conditioning.
In general, Washington doesn't have any air conditioning, none. So it's not even just a central air failure, it's that there is none. And a couple of years ago, our PTO was able to raise money to put air conditioners in the computer lab. So that's actually the only room that our students can use that is air conditioned.
Dubray says now they're seeking sponsors who can purchase specific units that can be placed within the school to maintain a comfortable setting for the kids and instructors. Find more at newsdakota.com. And authorities in Mandan say a prostitution sting led to a substantial methamphetamine bust. Burleigh County Sheriff's officials say the agency began the sting in late June with a deputy posing on social media as a prostitute. A 49-year-old Mandan man contacted the deputy and made arrangements to meet. Authorities arrested him Monday, and a search of his home netted 3 pounds of methamphetamine in his bedroom closet and $80,000 in cash. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.